All right. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We kind of switched time frames here, basically same time, I should say, but a different day. We are now on Monday evening. So my husband and I were praying, and we felt by the Lord, the leading of the Holy Ghost, that we should go to Mondays. And I can tell why things are starting to ramp up here already with callers. Thank you for being with us. My goodness gracious, we have been doing this for, my goodness, October will be 3 years, and God has just blessed all of our socks off. Yes, we've been through the storm, the whirlwind, but he has been with all of us. We are like a big family here. We pray for each other. We stand on the word of God. And we are seeing miracles. We are seeing our prayers that we have all prayed for in regards to our president, this nation, and as well as Israel and the nations afar and abroad. We are seeing, I mean, my gosh, the Lord move in such a way. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me. Why? Because in the Word of God, He tells us all these things, you know, and one of them is that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And I am telling you what, God is not done with America yet, okay? He is not. No matter what you hear, the doom and gloom, God is moving miraculously, supernaturally in this time. And I'll tell you what, I'm fired up because we're a part of it. We are seeing God move, and he has chosen our beloved president, Donald J. Trump, to be the president of the United States. God called him, ordained him for, and anointed him for what is going on right now. I mean, this man is, my gosh, through the prayers of the saints, of the remnant, he is strong, and he allows all those accusations, the harassment, just roll off his back. I don't know if anyone else could have ever handled that, really, but God knew. He knew, and he prophesied it years ago, back in 2011 with Mark Taylor, and then with others, Kat Kerr from, my gosh, Kim Clement. So people were hearing, and I tell you, I love our president. I really do. He's not a pastor. Nope, he's not. He's a businessman, and that's what we needed. Praise God. So anyway, I just want to thank you all for joining us again. We are a team, and this is the National Prayer Call for America. So thank you, guys. With that, hey, I'm going to open up the line to Jeff. Jeff has been with us pretty much since day one, and anointed man of God, and he basically blows the shofar, because I see a lot of people new on the call tonight, and he blows the shofar, and that really sets the tone. God will show us, the Holy Ghost, where we need to go and what we need to pray, and he never fails us. So hallelujah with that. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being with us tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Amen and amen. Oh, what a wonderful time.
Amen.
Just an awesome time to be alive, and,
yeah,
and the privilege to come before the throne, and not just come before the throne, but to be the throne of our heavenly King, and to be the vessels to see his glory cover the earth. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
That was very interesting. Wow. What I saw in that, first, the vision was I saw horses galloping for movement. And then what I heard in the spirit was code, like he's sending codes. And as the wise men, they would search the matter out, and then it would be revealed to them. And what I sense was that because we have been searching the matter out, that the code is clear. He's giving us the codes, and we know what to do with those codes. You know, almost kind of like Q. You know, Q basically has been giving us, parables in a way, if you would say, codes. And the horses were galloping to, the movement of, what was next. And so, wow, that was powerful, Jeff. What was the Lord showing you?
Basically the same thing. I was seeing, it was like signals releasing the special ops. It's like special ops A, engage. Special ops B, engage. Each one already knowing their assignment, knowing their orders, and they were waiting for the signal, and it was releasing certain ones to go into action.
Yes, powerful. Wow, absolutely. I just love how the Holy Ghost moves. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jeff. And hey, we'll call you at the end. And then if you have anything else that the Lord has been showing you, just text me so I can pop you right back on, okay?
Okay. Amen.
All right. Amen. Woo! Glory be to God. Well, hey, I'm going to have Kathy come aboard first. I know, Kathy, that you have been extremely busy, and you said at the beginning before we put on the record, I'm so tired. So I'm going to pull you out right now. What did the Lord show you through that shofar, and how about throughout the day?
Praise God. I was seeing pretty much the same thing you guys were seeing. He's sending special ops out. He was rallying the angelic host and just sending them each out to their assignments.
Powerful.
That was exciting. That was really exciting.
Woo,
praise
Lord.
The Lord. Wow. Wow, Steph, exciting things are about to happen, or at least we're going to see them manifested. They've been happening behind the scenes, but we're going to see them manifested, so I thank you, Jesus, for that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you. I just thank you for this call. I just thank you, God, for what you're doing in the land, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing throughout the earth, Lord God. We lift up our eyes to you, Jesus. We lift up our eyes to the hills from whence our help comes. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift our eyes, Lord God, to the maker of the heavens and the earth, to the maker of the heavens and the earth, Lord Father, the one who brought Abraham out from his father's place, out from Haran, didn't know where he was going, the one who promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. Though, Lord God, he was sterile. There was nothing in him. There was nothing in him that gave any indication, Lord God, that he in and of himself could produce that thing that you were calling him to produce, Lord God. He was dead inside, and so was his wife Sarai, Lord God, but you called him to be the father of many nations. We serve that God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. We serve the God of Gideon, who was so terrified of the Midianites, Lord God, that he was hiding out and threshing the wheat in a wine press just to hide from them, Lord God. Father, we serve the God of Moses, who you gave him an assignment, Lord Jesus, and he was just afraid to do it, Lord God, and he went and he hid in the desert for 40 more years after he killed that Israelite, Lord, and you called him forth to speak to Pharaoh, and he didn't think he had what it took, God. He stuttered, but you worked with him. You worked with us. You blessed his faith, but forgave his unbelief, God. And you worked with him, and you gave him Aaron, Lord. We serve that God. We serve that same God, the God of Joshua, the God of Caleb. We serve that same God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you watch over us, Lord God. You are our shade, Lord God. You are our strong tower, Lord Father. The sun will not harm us by day, nor the moon at night, Lord God. You keep us from harm, Jesus. You keep us from harm, God. You keep our president from harm, God. Hallelujah. We don't have any idea how many assassination attempts have happened, but we know you've kept him from harm, Lord Father. We serve a mighty God. Thank you for continuing to watch over his life and for continuing to watch over the lives of everyone, Lord God, on this prayer call, Lord Father. We praise you. We thank you, Jesus. You watch our coming and our going. God, you've given us every single thing that we need, Jesus, to do those things you've called each one of us to do, Father. We just praise you, God. We just praise you, God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just wanna pray. There are some things coming up, Fran, that the Supreme Court's going to rule on. And one is that cross, that peace cross in Bladensburg, that beautiful 40-foot cross. And let's just agree that they decide that that thing does not come down, that that cross that represents our people and that represents Jesus Christ will not come down in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, that cross will stay up. And, Father, I just want to pray for every whistleblower, for every citizen journalist, Lord God, that just a special hedge of protection around them. We just plead the blood of Jesus around them. Lord God, everyone who has information, God, that will expose seditious and treasonous people, that will expose the pedophiles and everything else, Lord Father, we just pray a prayer of protection over them. We just send forth angels to encamp round about them, shoulder to shoulder, that no evil shall penetrate. Lord God, that they will go forth and do those things you've called them to do, Lord. We pray for their health and the health of their families, Jesus. We pray for their finances, God, that there would be a flow from heaven to everyone, Lord Jesus, every one of the citizen journalists, Lord Father, that there would just be a flow from heaven, that they would have all the equipment that they need, everything that they need, Lord Father, to do their job and to get the information out to the people, Father. Increase their discernment and wisdom, Lord God, and reveal hidden agendas, Lord Jesus. Heal their families, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you would protect and preserve all condemning evidence that will put every treasonous and seditious and murderous and perverted evildoer in our government into prison, Lord God. Protect and preserve every bit of evidence, O God. And we just ask that you replace every evil judge in the judicial system with righteous judges, God, with righteous judges who will judge on right based on your righteousness and your justice, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a mighty God. Fran, we serve a mighty God. It doesn't matter how many mistakes we make or how many times we blow it. We serve a mighty God, the God who took Samson and he went out with a bang, the God who took Gideon, a terrified man, and made him a mighty warrior. We serve a mighty God. He sits above the circle of the earth and he laughs. He sees everything that's going on, but his will go forth.
Yes, it will.
And every tongue will confess and every knee will bow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. He's so good to us. He's so good to us. And Lord, protect Israel today, Father. The apple of your eye, protect Israel today, Lord Jesus. Whatever's going on, Lord God, whatever's going on over there, Lord Father, protect Israel, Jesus, and bring every evil person in that government. Just expose them, Lord Father, and raise up righteous people, Jesus, in the Mossad, and raise up righteous people in the government there, Father.
Yes.
Your will be done in Israel, Jesus.
Mm.
Oh, God, let there be an awakening in Israel.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, there's a group out there that out of all the PACs that are in the government, this one pact, it's called American Pro-Israel Pact. And this pact brings together Israel, Jews and Gentiles together. And the meeting that they just had last month on the 14th of May, they brought so many together. And do you know that the a lot of the Jewish leaders that attended were so in awe, and they said, please, let the Christians teach us how to worship like we just heard.
Wow.
I am telling you, the Lord is moving Jew and Gentile together.
Wow.
Jew and Gentile together. So what you just prayed in regards to Israel, oh, my gosh, Lord Jesus. Expose
you,
those
Jesus.
That are intricately worked and weave themselves within the parliament or the whole system of Israel, Lord Father God, and expose them that have a wicked plan, Lord Father God. And Lord Father, bring those out who just want to know more about you, the Messiah. Bring those out that know within their hearts, Lord Father God, that you truly are the risen one, Lord Father God, that you prick their hearts and draw them close. Let us, Lord Father God, be as one new man, Lord, Jew and Gentile together, Lord Father God. And Lord, we just come against the Ishmael hatred of the Muslim sect, Lord Father God. Lord Father, I pray that you will open up the eyes of the Muslim people, Lord Father God, and that they will see the Mahdi is evil, Lord Father God. But Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, Jesus, loves them. Lord, we pray for a revival amongst the Muslims, Lord Father, that eyes and hearts will be open to you, Lord Father God. Lord, the plans of the Muslim Brotherhood, the 100-year plan, Lord Father God, will be demolished and burnt up and set to the pit of hell where it belongs, Lord Father God. I pray for even the Christian church, Lord Father God, that has bowed itself to mammon, that has compromised in every way, Lord God, that, Lord Jesus, you would reveal yourself to them, that they would no longer put Jesus, the Messiah, in the basement, but that they would raise you up, Lord Father God, and, Lord, that they would speak the truth so that the people will be made free, Lord. We have seen the lackadaisical church and what it has done to the youth at this time, Lord. They want transparency. They want the truth, Lord Father God. They don't want a mamsy-pamsy, weak church. They want one that arises in authority and power in Christ Jesus. So we thank you for opening up the eyes of the ministers, the pastors, the prophets, the apostles, the teachers, the evangelists, Lord Father God. Open up their eyes, Lord Father God, and weed out all those, Lord Father God, that have compromised. Oh, Lord Father, and all those, Lord Father God, that have even with Alan and I and Jamie and many of us that have put the truth out there, many believers have come against us because they don't want to hear it. They want to be, Lord, in that rabbit trail that just goes nowhere in the la-la land, Lord Father God. We ask that they would wake up. Wake up,
Amen,
wake
Lord.
Up, wake up, and that they would be set free, Lord Father God, from the MK Ultra, from the 440 frequency that puts them in a dull state of mind,
Jesus.
That actually, Lord Father God, it just puts them in the mindset of a zombie. Lord Father God, we just bind that up in the name of Jesus and cast it to the pit of hell where it originated. And Lord, we just speak out your
Jesus.
Frequency, the 444 frequency, in the name of Jesus. That's the heavenly frequency. See, Lord Father God, in Jesus' name. And Lord Father God, we also want to pray right now in regards to the frequencies that are out there. Lord Father God, right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we ask that you would release your warrior angels, Lord,
Amen.
Your angelic realm and heavenly host. We agree and declare and decree that they would take us off of the enemy's radar and scramble their frequencies, the enemy's frequencies right now, and the enemy's airways right now, Lord Father God. For your kingdom come must come down now. Now, your will be done right now as it
Amen.
Is in heaven, also on earth. So we thank you, Father God, that we shall step
Amen,
into
Jesus.
Your frequencies, the frequency of the throne room of heaven. Give us ears to hear in this time and eyes to see as a seer, Lord Father God. So we thank you for discernment,
Jesus.
That discernment will be on the rise, Lord Father God, and that your people's eyes and ears will be open to hear and see what you are showing us and what you want us to do, Lord Father God. Lord, I thank you that you have brought each and every one of us. I don't know if you all have noticed it, but I know I have. And talking to my sister and everything, you know, God is bringing us to a place of wherever situation we're in, that we seek him. That even medically, I am telling you, I'm like, Lord, what do I eat? What do you want me to eat that will be good for my body? What do you want me not to eat that is
Amen.
Harmful? I am telling you,
yep.
everything, he is drawing us to that. He really, really is, because we cannot trust the doctors. A lot of them are involved in the Messianic Lodge, or Masonic Lodge, sorry, not Messianic, Masonic Lodge, okay, Illuminati. You've got police officers. You've got most of the government. Okay, there are so many things that are enthralled in this demonic, like community. But I tell you, oh my gosh, God is giving us the wisdom. God is giving us, like Jeff said, the signals. He's
Jesus.
Giving us the codes. He's giving us the direction. And we just have to have ears to hear. So we thank you, Father God, for the great and mighty
Jesus.
Things that you are doing. And we thank you, Father God. Woo! We thank you for tomorrow evening in Orlando, where President Trump is going to be and to announce his running for 2020. We thank you, Lord Father God, that your legions of godly angels, your angelic sharpshooters, your angelic realm of even Archangel Michael and Gabriel, that they are around and about him and
yes,
his
Lord.
Staff and those that are there to protect him, Lord, and around your people, that you will protect them tomorrow, Lord Father God, as he speaks. And we just thank you for the words of wisdom, that the Holy Spirit will move through him, hallelujah, and
yes,
speak,
Jesus.
That he will hear your voice clearly, the voice of the good shepherd, not the stranger. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Woo!
Amen.
Glory,
Amen.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. All right. Ooh, girl, thank you. Thank you so much, Kathy. Appreciate it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, I'm going to put on, hey, Patsy, I saw you pop in here. I'm going to open you up, girl. What's the Lord been showing you?
Oh, hello.
Hey, I know that you're traveling around.
Hey,
ooh, glory.
Flooding here.
Oh,
so,
in Ohio.
First in the natural.
Okay, come on now.
Come on now. Hey, that road's closed. That road's closed. Okay, well, we'll go to the open road.
Amen.
The one thing that the Lord has been speaking to my spirit now for weeks is the one scripture about do not be moved by what you see, nor by what you hear, but only be moved by the Spirit of God. And Fran, that's not just, you know, a church thing. That is everything. Just like you were saying, even about your food, you can look at it, it looks beautiful, and it looks like it would taste so good, but yet the Spirit may say, don't eat that.
Yes.
He just may tell you that. So we're not moved by what we see nor by what we hear. But, you know, what I find is, I don't know about you, but I have believed a whole lot of lies.
Yes,
and I see that God is uncovering the lies that we have believed. And for some, it's, as my mom would say, it's a hard pill to swallow. But in uncovering that untruth, allowing us to walk in the truth, it will make us so much stronger for the awakening that is upon us. So it just keeps going over. Don't be moved. Just don't be moved. You know, by what you see and by what you hear, because that enemy is rising up and he wants to devour us. And he says, don't do it. Just don't do it. Listen to me. And when we listen and we listen intently, then we are the ones that are the conquerors. We are the ones that come out on top. We are the ones that, you know, actually help to draw people into the kingdom of God, because they're drawn to the God on the inside of us. And I just think it's awesome.
It is.
You know, because we were created for this time. If we were created for this time, then we have the ability to walk in everything that God has called us to do.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on. No matter. He's given us that ability on the inside of each one of us to be able to accomplish exactly what he's called us to do. So that's kind of what he's been showing me. Anyway, so I'd like to
thank you, Lord. Yes, please do.
I'll tell you, you got some awesome prayer warriors on here. I'm like, man,
God brings them just like you. Come on.
Oh, Lord. Well, Father, I just thank you that people hear and they obey and they come together just like a three-strand cord where it cannot easily be broken, because they come in one mind with one purpose, and that is to worship you in spirit and truth with our words, our song, our dance, our conversation. Everything is to worship you. And I thank you for that. And Lord, you've given each one of us a very unique ability to make a huge impact on the kingdom of God. Huge. Even though we may only disciple one person, that one person can bring in millions of souls. That one person could be just gigantic in the kingdom, and we discipled them. So, Lord, I just ask that you would show us every door that you want us to walk through, that you would ordain our steps, and that you would give us supernatural wisdom, guidance, and direction with the blessing that you are bestowing upon your people. The ones that had ears to hear and understand what you are doing, I thank you for each one of them. Lord, they have a heart not only for you, but for people and for seeing the kingdom of God advanced. And I pray that it comes in quickly so we can begin to do the greater works that you told us we could do. I thank you for that. And I ask, Lord, for our children. Children are so important to you, but that you would protect them from all this stuff that's being poured upon these little kids that have no idea what all of it is about. Trying to tell a boy he's a girl and a girl she's a boy, or whatever. I pray that you protect them and that you call them into your kingdom, and that even as a child, they can stand up and say no. And you can make them giants. And I pray for these people that are trying to pour this wrong teaching upon children and families, that you would invade their life with the spirit of truth and open the eyes of their understanding and allow them to see what is going on and how the enemy is using them, so that they can too come into the kingdom of God. They need Jesus. So, Father, I just pray a blessing on Fran and Alan for being so faithful in putting this together every week and bringing people together so that your work can be proclaimed. In the name of Jesus. So, Fran, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in everything that you do. And I thank you for being my friend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, amen. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Well, I tell you, we say this all the time, and we don't mean it lightly, but, you know, we are family. We've come together for, I mean, I've known a lot of you for many, many years, and both Alan and I, and some of you a little less, but we're family. We pray together. We stick together. And that's just the way that it is, and that's the way it should be, you know. So thank you, Patsy. I appreciate that, and I receive that blessing. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I do. And right back to you and everybody else on this call. Hallelujah.
I'll take it.
Amen. You know, and I wanted to share also with those, you know, Patsy, you mentioned about, you know, just finances and stuff like that. And, you know, we have our little nephew who is 4 years old, and he had this dream. And so I'm going to read it to you because, you know, God is using the little peeps. He really is. I mean, and powerfully, because, you know, he doesn't know any of this, and yet the Lord showed him this. So my sister-in-law said, well, I found it very humorous when Enzo, that's our grand, our nephew, Enzo came to me, and he's 4 years old, and he said, Grammy, I had a dream last night, and it was about a lobster dancing. I need you to look it up in the dream book. So he slams the book down. Okay, guys, hopefully you can hear me. Kathy, will you say this? I don't know why this is happening. It's putting me in a sub-conference. Very, very weird, probably because we're getting a lot of calls here. So thanks, Kathy, for letting me know. But anyway, so he has this dream, and he tells his grandma, you know, hey, it's about this lobster dancing. And the lobster is like very significant, okay? So he tells her to go to the dream book, and he slams the book down and says, okay, Lord, what do you have to tell us about the dream? Now, first off, I want to say this is powerful. A four-year-old boy, this is what we should be doing. Lord, what, inquiring of him, what are you trying to tell us, okay, about this dream I just had? So they look it up, and basically the dream book says opulence. Well, when you look at the word opulence, what does that mean? It means that it's great wealth. It's luxurious, spectacular, luxury, magnificent, grandeur. And so the Lord, I just thought it was so powerful, and Patsy brought it up. The Lord is moving in that way, I am telling you. So be encouraged. You know, we have some ministry plans, and soon I'll be able to tell you, but all I can say is I had this aha moment today that God was like, no, you are getting what you've been praying for, and it is going to happen. So trust me and stand on it, you know? And it was just like, yeah, Lord, that's right. He's our Abba Father. He is holy. He is worthy. He's everything. You know, he's our provider. And I tell you, there's been so many of us, probably every single person on this call that have been attacked in one way or another, be it finances, your vehicle, family, health, whatever. But I am telling you, we are right at that door. And woo, the enemy is mad. I remember Chuck Pierce said something to about, and I can have Patty clarify it, but he was driving. He wasn't driving. He was in a car where somebody else was driving. And basically, gold was coming down. I'll just have Patty tell you, Pat, because I was going to call you anyway. So, I mean, what did Chuck see? Pat, you probably put me on mute again. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can. So Chuck was in the car. Somebody else was driving, and he looked up to the sky, and what did he see?
He saw a banner, like he saw it from up high, like he was up in the heavenlies, and he saw this huge banner, and it said miracles. And underneath the banner was like raining down huge, I don't know, he's like the huge pieces of gold just falling on the earth, you know?
Yeah.
It was,
so
it was just totally awesome. It was just, and that was about 3 months ago he said that.
Yeah.
And he
but
said,
look at this.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
It's God is moving. I mean, just today, Fran, you said Enzo's, I mean, like five different prophetic words. God is screaming in our face saying, my blessings are here and now. And I just feel like you. I felt like that too. I'm like so fired up, you know, that God is moving. And, you know, oh, look, I'm looking for my glasses and they're on top of my head.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I know. Like,
but
where the heck
right,
are they?
He is moving, and if we look at what President Trump said in regards to in 2 weeks, that's the 30th, okay, because I believe he spoke that on the 14th. So 2 weeks, he says, I'm going to share something good, something very good. Nobody knows about it, but something very good, you know, and there's a lot of speculation, and actually, for those that are listening, we're going to have Mark Taylor on the line with us again on Wednesday at 2 p.m. We're going to dive deep into some things that you probably never heard about before. And
you know, that's one of the things we were going to talk about, because some say, well, he's going to wear a gold tie and that's going to point to we've gone to a gold standard. The other is, you know, John F. Kennedy Jr., you know. There's just so many speculations right now. But I feel in my spirit, and I know all of you do, is that this is good, isn't it, Pat?
This is so awesome. I mean, the Lord's been showing me. I love what Patsy said about with the scripture the Lord was showing her, you know, to not look it around you. You know, we're praying, which is good. We have to do that. But don't look at all this negative garbage, just, you know, I'm paraphrasing. The enemy is showing us. And the Lord's been, for the past few weeks, he's been giving me 2 Kings 13, 18 through 19. And can I read it real quick to you?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's when, let's see, Elisha said, take the arrows. So he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. So he struck three times and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him and said, you should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck Israel till you had destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria. I'm sorry, you would have struck Syria till you have destroyed it, but now you will strike Syria only three times. So the Lord was just telling me, you know, keep on pressing in. Keep telling that mountain to move. Keep decreeing that the media is going to change and they're going to speak the truth. Keep seeing what God is seeing. And God's been having me really pray and really. And I really need to do it more, too. I hear myself, and I'm like, no, you got to press in even more. To really get into that place of the we're seated in heavenly places, because I know in my spirit so strong that the strategies that are coming to even unlock, because he's given us the keys, the ancient path, that we have to be in a place where we can see, and we can see from the heavenly realm. We can see where the enemy's, what he's up to and what he's doing, and get what we need to bring it down and pull it down on earth. And I just feel the Lord saying, don't stop until you get there. Don't stop until you get even to that place where it's like, excuse me, I got to go to my heavenly seat right now, and there we go. You know what I mean? That it's so you're practicing and pressing in with the Lord and seeking his face that our eyes are going to be so open and we're going to see like we never have and we're going to hear like we never have the voice of the Lord and what he wants to show us, the strategies of heaven, to how to pray. And I just feel like don't stop. And with the garbage he's sending to us, you know what? It's kind of like, we're all in it together. No one, you remember when something bad would happen, like a long time ago, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, nobody understands what I'm going through.
Right. I'm the only one
here. And we'd have like this pity party about ourselves, you know, like, oh gosh, I just don't know. I've been really pressing in. Well, God has put us together and helped us know that we're all together in this.
Yeah.
We're all going and pulling forward, and we're all that that God has. So I'm just going to decree real quick that we are, according to Jeremiah 51:20, Lord, we are your battle axe of weapons of war, Father God, that you are sharpening us and making us right for your purposes, Father God. And Lord, we just decree right now, according to Zechariah 2:5, Lord God, a wall of holy fire encamped around your people, Father God, encamped around President Trump and that whole rally, Father God. That would be all. I just see it, Fran. It's like what Moses, when the Lord had that fire of, you know, the angels and the wall of fire all around where the enemy couldn't come in. So, Lord, we just decree a wall of fire around your people, Father God, around President Trump, around his family, around your cabinet, ones that you know that are good, Lord, and around our military, Father God. We just decree a whole wall of fire of protection, Father God, holy fire. And we thank you, Father God, that you're pouring down your wisdom and your strategies to your people. Father God, we want to thank you so much because you love us so much. You sent 5 that I got on in a matter of like 2 hours, on the texts and phone calls or whatever, Lord, you sent a word out to the people of God that you're on this and that your breakthrough is right here and that every promise that you made you're going to fulfill because you are not a man that would lie and
That's
that
right.
You're about to show up, Lord. About 2 years ago when we started this prayer thing, Lord, I remember you said, I want you to pray for me to be exposed, because we kept doing exposure, which, you know, he did answer that, and he's still answering that. But the Lord wants to be exposed. He wants to be exposed through us, through his signs, wonders, and miracles. And we just decree, Lord, you are being exposed through your people, Father, and that your glory is now starting to spread throughout the United States, and it's so full that it's going to overflow throughout the world, Lord God. And we just want to praise you. I just feel excited
Thank
and praise
you, Lord.
Him.
Hallelujah.
What
yes.
he's doing.
Yes.
You
Thank
know?
You, Lord. Well, you know,
Amen.
We'll just pull up. We'll just pull up Janie and have her maybe sing like a praise song or something. So,
hallelujah.
We'll just pull it out of her. All right. Oh, amen, Pat. That's right. We've got to be in a state of expectancy because that's our God. Amen?
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God. Thanks, sister. Powerful. Hallelujah. Powerful. All right, Janie, how are you? What's the Lord been showing you?
Okay, well, I've got my list, so.
All righty, girl.
Well, okay. You know what, Father, I just thank you that you've given us wisdom. And you said if we lack any wisdom, you would give us wisdom liberally. I also thank you for giving President Trump supernatural wisdom. And, Father, I thank you in the name of Yeshua that mercy and truth are bound around President Trump's neck. And mercy and truth is written on the tablet of his heart. And so we declare that President Trump has favor and high esteem with God and man. Every negative word that has been said about him, we tell every negative word from the north, south, east, and west in this country and all over the world, every negative lying word that has been said about President Trump, we tell you words to die in the name of Yeshua, because mercy and truth are bound around his neck and written on the tablet of his heart. So President Trump has favor and high esteem with God and man. So it doesn't matter all the negative words. He actually now has more favor. He has favor today. He has favor tomorrow. And he has favor with just everyday Democrats now. He has favor with just everyday Republicans who might have been on the fence about him. We declare that he has more favor than ever before. And that the things that he's doing, Father, that are of you, which we believe so much is, Father, that it's to your glory and that you are being glorified, and it's more favor for President Trump in the name of Yeshua. And, Father, I thank you what Hannity said. He tweeted this before his program, that the Hillary Clinton case, that the State Department has identified 23 violations and security issues concerning her emails. Father, we thank you in the name of Yeshua that we declare that Hillary Clinton will not get away with any of the corruption, any of the crimes that she has committed. Father, that the emails, that it would be just everyone would see, their everyday person would see that she caused security issues, that she was selling out America to foreign countries in the name of Yeshua. And President Trump also just tweeted tonight about Iran having a uranium stockpile. Wow, where'd they get that? Well, we thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua, that it's totally exposed, that it's because of Hillary Clinton giving our uranium away. So we thank you, Father, for exposing all of her crimes against children, Father, her money laundering. We thank you, Father, all of it is exposed in Yeshua's name. And, Father, I'm asking you with the NXIVM sex cult and the trials, that it would be totally exposed how they are connected to Hollywood, how they are connected to politicians. And it just came out in the New York Times that they were saying that the NXIVM leader and his inner circle had paid to get information on different politicians, including Chuck Schumer. Father, I'm asking you that all the dirt on Chuck Schumer would come out in the name of Yeshua. And I'm asking you also, Father, that with the NXIVM sex cult, that they were operating 11 daycares. I'm asking you, Father, that all of those daycares would be exposed of what they've been doing to children. And I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Yeshua, we've been praying about this, the child protective services all over this country and foster cares and daycares and anything to do with children that is corrupt. We're asking you, Father, to totally expose all these organizations and protect the children. And we're asking you, Father, with the NXIVM sex cult, that it would be exposed what they did to children, and that it would be exposed what they have done to African Americans and Black children in Haiti. In the name of Yeshua, we declare that it is exposed in Yeshua's name. And Father, we thank you for the arrest of the former Disney executive, Michael Laney, who was sentenced to prison for abusing a 7-year-old girl. Father, we're asking you that that child would be set free, that child's heart would be healed in Yeshua's name. But we're asking you, Father, to totally expose Disney's corruption in Yeshua's name of what they've been doing to children from day one. And that Disneyland, because it's very known for sex trafficking, that Disneyland would be exposed in the name of Yeshua.
Yes.
We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You love the children. You love the children. We thank you, Father.
Yes.
We thank you for breakthroughs like never before this week in the name of Yeshua.
Gosh.
And, Father, we've been also praying about that colleges and schools across this country would be exposed for all of their corruption. We're asking you, Father, to shake them. We ask you to shake all of the communism and the socialism and the liberalism out of the schools, out of the colleges, and the fake history that they're teaching, that
Come
would
on.
Be exposed in the name
yeah.
of Yeshua. No more rewriting of history. And Father, we thank you that the Department of Education is going after elite colleges now for taking and hiding foreign cash. We prayed the other day that corruption would be exposed, and that just happened. So we praise you, Father, for answer to prayer, but we thank you, Father, for even more of the corruption in these elite and liberal colleges to be exposed in Yeshua's name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Now, I know everyone's heard about Gloria Vanderbilt, that she passed away. And Q, in August of 2018, talked a lot about Anderson Cooper, because Anderson Cooper of CNN is Gloria Vanderbilt's son. But Q, almost a year ago, talked about the Biltmore and the Vanderbilts and what they've done with child sacrificing. Basically, it's they're involved with Molech. Father, we're asking you to totally expose Gloria Vanderbilt, the Vanderbilt family, Anderson Cooper, all of their connections to child trafficking. Father, that the Biltmore, the child trafficking and the child torture that's gone on there, we're asking you, Father, that it would be totally exposed in Yeshua's name. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And, Father, there are 13 states right now that are giving driving licenses to illegals. We're asking you, Father, those licenses would be revoked now in the name of Yeshua. They will not be able to have driver's license in the name of Yeshua. And, Father, we're asking you that there would be voter IDs. We praise you, Father. We declare that there are voter IDs and only for American citizens. We
thank
you, Father, right now in the name of Yeshua. We say if you're an illegal alien, we thank you, Father, that the illegal aliens are being removed from this country in the name of Yeshua. And, Father, we thank you for their salvation, but we thank you, Father, that they're being removed in the name of Yeshua. And we praise you, Father, for that. Father, we just praise you because you said you're perfecting that which concerns us. We praise you, Father, for that. We thank you. We declare that you are a mighty God. And we declare that this evening you are so faithful. Every night you're faithful. But we thank you, Father, for your faithfulness this night and that everything that we had prayed so far, and the rest of the call, it's yes and amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes,
thank
you know,
you.
And you brought up the illegal immigrants, and I just want to tag on to that and say, Lord, Father God, we thank you that as you send them back, that they will go through the due process legally, Lord, Father
yes.
God. But all those, Lord Father God, that has infiltrated our borders, Lord Father, that you would bring about the means and the ways to move them back to their
yes.
country where they belong, Lord Father
Thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah and amen.
Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord.
Amen.
Now, there's another thing too, Janie, is that I was just reading that Starbucks has this big old thing now, and it says, if you support traditional marriage, don't buy our coffee. Well, you know what? Praise the Lord and hallelujah. We will not buy your coffee because
no.
God is going to open up doors for us, the remnant, to open up coffee shops that will blow
Amen.
That coffee away. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, that company is going down. I prophesy
Thank you,
that
Lord.
That company is going down in the name of Jesus. Mark
yes,
it. Mark
yes,
it.
Yes. And
God
and
will not
symbolism.
Be marked.
That,
yes,
amen. And the symbolism on their cup, I mean, it's connected
yes.
to a cult. So, yeah,
yes.
we thank you. And we declare, yep, I declare with Francine that there are coffee shops opening up all over the United States that are run by righteous people.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for giving those people the means. And, Father, that the coffee would be, everyone would be blown away saying, whoa, it's the best.
It's yes.
the same.
Hallelujah. Amen. Woo, glory. All right. Oh, thank you, Janie. And just think of a song because I might call you back.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Okay. Hold. All right. All right. I'm going to open up the line for Jackie. Hey, Jackie. Thanks for being with us. So what's going on?
Well, definitely excited about that rally tomorrow that President Trump's doing. I know you guys talked about that and prayed about it. And so I thank you, Lord, as already has been prayed, I just thank you, Lord, for protection for
yeah.
This rally, protection for the people there, protection for President Trump. I also thank you, Lord, for giving him the words to speak to the American people, those who are on the fence, those who are Democrat. I thank you, Lord, just for giving him the words to say. I thank you, Lord, that eyes will be open, that ears will be open to hear and to see what he's really like and not listen to what the media is saying. And I just thank you, Lord. Also, they were saying that there are people there that are doing voter registration already. And so I thank you, Lord, for that. I just thank you, Lord, for more people signing up, the Republicans, to vote. And there were another person said that they're doing two voter drives in the next 3 weeks. And so I just thank you, Lord, just for raising up people that will start getting people registered to vote quickly, and that many more people will vote in this election for President Trump than even in the last election.
Yeah.
And I thank you, Lord, for also that the FISA will be released quickly. And I thank you, Lord, that there'll be no false flags or anything that will stop the truth from
yeah.
coming out. And I just thank you, Lord, that it will happen fast and that there's nothing that the Democrats can do to stop it. And I thank you, Lord, for also exposing the Democrats that are running for president in 2020. I just thank you, Lord, for the debates that are coming up next week, June 26th and June 27th, that they're doing. I thank you, Lord, that they'll all turn on each other. I know that's something
yeah.
they do anyways in debates, but I thank you that they'll turn on each other even more than normal. I thank you, Lord, that instead of coming against President Trump together, that there will not be any unity for them, but there will be chaos. I just thank you, Lord, that the truth of who really are will come out. And I just thank you, Lord, that those who are watching these debates will see them for who they really are in Jesus'
yeah.
name. And I also thank you, Lord, for the troops that are being sent to the Middle East. President Trump is sending another 1,000 to the Middle East with the tensions escalating in, with Iran. I thank you, Lord, for protection for our troops, for sending angels to guard them, not just in Iran, but also other parts of the Middle East or other parts of different countries, and also in our own country. I just thank you, Lord, just for protecting the military in Jesus' name. And I also thank you, Lord, for giving President Trump wisdom on who to replace Sarah Sanders with. I know some people are thinking it's going to be Stephanie Grisham. She's an aide to Melania, and she's also been a good supporter of President Trump for, I think, over 4 years and probably even longer than that. But I just thank you, Lord, if it's Stephanie Grisham or whoever it is, I thank you, Lord, just for giving President Trump wisdom on who to pick. And I thank you, Lord, for protecting them in Jesus' name and giving them wisdom when they have to deal with the press. And I also thank you, Lord, for favor for Blexit, favor for Diamond and Silk, Dinesh D'Souza, Candace Owens, all these other people. I just thank you, Lord, for giving them bigger platforms and getting their message out there quickly in Jesus' name, and that people will have ears to listen to what they have to say. And I thank you, Lord, for cleaning out the CIA and the FBI, weeding out all the bad people out of there. And I thank you, Lord, for promoting the ones that are good that have stuck with it for so long, and just giving them strength in Jesus' name. And also, on Hannity tonight, I guess he had posted about how some guy named Lawrence Jones, he was a Fox News contributor. He's African-American, and he was at one of the impeached Trump rallies on Saturday, and some of the anti-Trump people were taunting him with racist comments. And I think, you Lord, that eyes will be open to see that it's the Democrats who are racist. It's not the Republicans. There are Republicans that are racist, but I think, you Lord, for showing, opening people's eyes to how it's more the Democrat liberal party that is the racist party. And I just thank you, Lord, that eyes are open to that now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for opening the Hispanics' eyes and the African-Americans' eyes to seeing that President Trump is not racist, and his staff are not racist, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, and you it's so funny because Democrats, you know, rats, if you look at the N-word, rats in the swamp, you know, I mean, that is just something else, you know. I mean, it's awesome. And, you know, even with Sarah Sanders, Lord Father God, we just pray along with what Jackie prayed, Lord Father God, that whoever that President Trump brings out, Lord Father God, that they will hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, not the stranger, that they would be one that would not back down, that they would be one that has that's not a rhino, but has rhino skin, tough, Lord Father God, as well as bold and sharp and quick, Lord Father God, but not quick in answering stupidly, but quick with the right answers to the questions, Lord Father God. Give that person eyes to see and to know the decisiveness out there, Lord Father God. Bold, Lord Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, that was important to bring up. Jackie, absolutely, because we need someone. I mean, Sarah was a blessing, and if God's moving her out, then he's moving somebody else in that is just as good. So we're just going to stand on that and prophesy that in Jesus' name. So, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And hey, you know, I believe that God is opening the doors for her for governor of Arkansas, you know, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. God bless you.
Yeah. God bless you.
All right. Awesome. Okay. I'm going to go back to Janie real quick. all right, Janie, did the Lord show you any song or anything you wanted to sing? And then I'll have Jeff close us out.
Okay. Isn't the name of Yeshua wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? All the world can come to him and have their sins removed. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Isn't the name of Yeshua beautiful? Son of God and one of us, the lover of our souls. Isn't the name of Yeshua beautiful? Father, we just say, Yeshua, Yeshua, to this country. Father, we sing, Yeshua, Yeshua, for every eye and every ear to hear and see that Yeshua is Lord. We thank you, Father, for revival in this nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I love that, Jamie. Always, you are always ready. Praise God. Oh, my gosh. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Yeshua wonderful? Praise the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Holy, holy, holy is his name. Oh, praise you, Father. Woo, glory be to God. Hey, we're going to close out the prayer call. I'm going to have Jeff just say a blessing over everyone. And I want to remind everyone, too, that we'll have Patricia King online tomorrow evening at 9 on upfrontinthprophetic.com. And Mark Taylor will be on upfrontinthprophetic.com as well on Wednesday at 2 p.m. So I'm really fired up about Mark Taylor here. It's going to be a great, great call, guys. So we just want to bless you and thank you, everyone, for joining us. We so appreciate you hopping aboard, all the intercessors, all those standing in the gap with us. Thank you, and God bless you. So with that, I'll open up the line for Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jane. Oh, that was very uplifting and inspiring and just taking us into the throne room. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. We thank you for your promises, Lord. We thank you for your covenant with your people. And we are your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Yebla Rekaka Adonai. Eish Melaka. Ya'er Adonai Panav Elaka Vihinaka. Yasa Adonai Panav Elaka. Ve'asem Akash Shalom. Asim Akash, alone. The Lord bless you and watch guard and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. Shalom Aleichem. Peace to you and your house. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hey, Jeff, would you blow the shofar just over our nation as well as Israel?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Bye.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I just, the breath, the Ruach of God. Thank you, Father. God bless each and every one of you. And if you have any questions, any prayer requests, don't hesitate to contact us at upfrontintheprophetic@gmail.com. Until next Monday, looking forward to seeing you guys again, hearing from y'all. Blessings, everyone.